Father Joseph, you already taught us 5 different ways to prove that the rapture is after the Great Tribulation, and I want to thank you. I understand that you know one more way. Can we hear it?
Okay. Praise the Lord. Go to Revelation 20.
Revelation 20. Okay. I'm there.
Verse 4 until 6.
Verse 4. And I saw thrones, and they that sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. But the rest of the dead lived not again until the 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he that has part in the first resurrection. On such the second death has no power. But okay. They shall be priests of God and of Christ.
Okay, so.
Yes.
Can you try to put some chronology here?
But there is no rapture here.
So he talks about, there is a rapture. You have to see it.
Where?
Well, just give me a minute.
Okay.
I have to see it. Now, first of all, he says in verse 5, they lived not again until 1,000 years were finished. All right. And verse 6, they shall reign with him, with Christ, 1,000 years. This looks, try to put the resurrection and the tribulation in order here.
Well, here we're talking about the resurrection.
Okay, the resurrection. And do you see the verse 4, do you see here about the saints being beheaded for the word of God, they worship not the beast.
Yes.
There is still not the mark. Okay. They lived and started to reign with Jesus 1,000 years, right?
Yes.
So does this look before or after the tribulation to you?
For sure after the tribulation.
Okay. So, and then it talks about the resurrection.
Yes.
Okay. So what do you put first, the tribulation or the resurrection?
Well, the tribulation.
Okay. Write it down.
Okay.
Okay. So.
Tribulation and the resurrection.
So number one is what?
Tribulation.
Number two?
Resurrection.
Wonderful.
So there is no rapture, see?
There is a rapture. There is. Well, give me a minute.
Okay.
You promised to give me a minute.
Okay.
Maybe a couple. Okay. Mercy.
Yes.
1 Thessalonians 5, 15 until 17.
1 Thessalonians 5.
You are a very quick girl.
That's one of my problems, actually.
You know, you're going very fast.
1 Thessalonians 5.
Ferrari girl or what? I am just a flip-flopping, walking the path teacher.
I don't testify for that. Usually you are the fastest between us all to go witnessing and get things done.
That's only Jesus. 1 Thessalonians 5.
You mean 4?
4, yes.
Okay.
1 Thessalonians 4, 15 to 17.
Yes. 15. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first.
They shall rise when?
The dead in Christ shall rise first.
First.
Yeah.
So, it doesn't say second, right?
No,
it
says first.
Okay, keep reading.
Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air.
Okay, write down. Number one is rapture, resurrection. What's number two?
What?
See, I'm not going to give you the answer, okay?
Okay.
Okay, I like to teach you just from scriptures. I don't like to put words in people's mouths, twist, and say that's it is like this because I got a prophecy, I got a revelation. Believe it because my church, my religion, my carnal mind says so. No, you give me the answer. Is it a good way?
Okay.
Good way
yes.
to teach? Okay, so what would you put here, number one? The rapture or the resurrections?
The resurrection.
The resurrection.
It says first, the dead in Christ shall
okay.
rise.
So write down.
Verse
number
16.
Number one, resurrection.
Yes. Number one, resurrection.
And the rapture, what number would you give?
After the resurrection.
Okay, so number two?
Rapture.
Wonderful. Now, you need to harmonize,
okay.
Revelation 20, 4 to 6, and 1 Thessalonians 4, 15 to 17. You got 4 numbers there and 3 events. Now, put these 3 events in harmony. Understand?
Okay, yes.
Write down. Number one, what would you put?
Well, the tribulation, like it says in Revelation 20.
Correct. And number two, what would you put?
The resurrection.
Correct.
Like
number
it
three?
Says. Well, from the Thessalonians, number three, the rapture.
Okay.
After the resurrection.
So now, do you see the rapture in Revelation 20? Now, tell
yes.
me, Okay, for the people who say that the rapture is secret before the tribulation. Now, tell me, the rapture before or after tribulation?
Oh, after.
Okay, we resurrection in the middle. Amen?
Amen.
Simple, clear?
Yes.
Okay, and there's only scripture,
actually,
no opinion.
Simple.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise
just to
Lord.
Put together a few scriptures from different parts of the Bible.
Amen.
Father Joseph, some people were asking us, why is it so important to know when the rapture is?
It's very important because at least it's important for the devil to try to deceive the church. Look how many false doctrines spreading about the rapture. Some churches are so confused. Look, it's important because like Jesus said in Matthew 24, verse 15 until 22, he said there's going to be such a great tribulation like it was never before and never again will be. And you won't have time to go back home and take your jacket, much mm-hmm. less your children, your wife. You have to go hide, that Jesus said, to the mountains, verse 16.
Yes.
Can you imagine? Maybe you're out in flip-flop. Maybe you are just a little shirt on your back. And maybe it snows. Maybe it's cold. We're going to do in the mountains. Like, you're going to die of the cold. So it's going to be terrible. So why the devil spreading this doctrine? Because he wants the church to be unprepared. And we know by the prophecies, okay, in Daniel 11, 33 and 35, we know by Revelation 13, 7 that the Antichrist will overcome the saints, and by Matthew 24 and Luke 21 and Mark 13 that the church will be persecuted and a lot of the church will be destroyed, just like in Russia by the communists, in China by the Maoists, in Germany the Jews were destroyed, surprised and destroyed by Hitler. It will happen again.
You said a lot of the church will be destroyed, so not all of it.
No, the church will be wise and prepared, like the virgin with oil. Mm. They'll be protected, like it says in Revelation 12, 6, and 14. They'll be protected because they listen, they obey. That's the church that when Jesus will tell them go, they go. When Jesus says move to another city, another nations, they do. They're not like
thank
those that keep a law, protect our building, protect our religion. No, God is not going to protect your building. Like he didn't protect the synagogue of the Jews in Germany, the church of the Christians in Russia, he will not protect. The Romans persecuted the Christians for 300 years. Why didn't God protect them? It is a world of the devil. God's protection is like Jesus. Flee to another city. Matthew chapter 10 says, persecute one city, flee to another city. Go hide. Mm-hmm. Find some catacombs, spiritual catacombs. You understand?
Protection, so the protection is obedience.
Protection is moving, obeying when the Holy Spirit says, go to another house, to another streets, to another region, to another city, to another country. God told me to change continent. That's why I'm here in South America. Amen?
May God help us to obey.
You wanted to know why the devil pushing so much
to deceive,
to create all this confusion?
Yeah.
Because he wants to surprise the Christians. Surprise the Christians, destroy them.
Hmm.
Okay? But if you see in the Bible, it's very clear when the rapture is. So I tell you, we'll have to go through the tribulation. We will be persecuted. So just get ready. Don't dream that we're not going to be persecuted. All Christians were persecuted. All God's people were persecuted throughout the whole Bible. God is not going to spare us from the battle. He's going to get us victorious through the battle.
Thank
Amen?
You, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.